Well, everyone, it is great to be together on Christmas Eve, and I wish all of you a very merry and wonderful Christmas, and of course a happy new year as well. Not much to say happier than this past year. I think we got a good shot at that one, but nonetheless, the Lord would fill you with all that he has for you. This evening, I want to concentrate on one of the names of Jesus that we see in the prophet Isaiah here, Wonderful Counselor. And as I was thinking about this, an incident came to mind. It might have been my very first Christmas when I was the leader of St. Mary's. I wasn't the assistant. I was the vicar at that time. Believe it or not, on Christmas Eve, back in the sacristy, there was a conflict. I know that's hard to picture, hard to imagine. But somebody was mad at me. I know that's even harder to imagine. But nonetheless, there it was, Christmas Eve. Somebody's mad at me just before the service. And off we go. Now, I don't remember what the problem was. But I learned one thing. I didn't learn it right away. But as I look back, I saw it. And that God was in the middle of that with me. Also with the other person who was mad at me. God was in the middle of that entire situation. And God gave me wisdom to work it out and to keep going. Some of that wisdom was about me and the way I am and the way I react and all those kinds of things that can go on within you when somebody's mad at you and coming at you. And some wisdom was also about the situation itself and the things I learned that I could see them coming next time they were happening. Now, some of you probably have Christmas horror stories. They may have been in church, maybe some other place, probably a lot worse than the one I'm just describing to you. And these things happen. Maybe you've been in one recently. I mean, I hope not. But these kinds of things happen. And there's something that goes on within us that Jesus is in the middle of. Talking about church conflict on Christmas Eve might seem a bit odd to us. However, Jesus comes into our lives, is born into our lives, if you will, to open the eyes of our hearts to his presence and his provision, no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, no matter who's doing what around us. It's the meaning behind the name Wonderful Counselor. So that's right in the middle of the reading from Isaiah that Peter read just a few minutes ago. And there's two levels to this that are you can see immediately. And one of them is this. It's a prophecy concerning the state of Israel at that time. In the very day that Isaiah spoke that prophecy, there was a lot of confusion in Israel, a lot of turmoil. God was promising a leader who would be helpful with these words of Isaiah that was going to come to that nation and help. And of course, that happened, later things got a little better and then they got a little worse, then they got a little better. You know how it is with countries. That's what happened. On another level is also a prophecy about the coming of Jesus. The characteristics of the leader described in this section would be perfectly fulfilled by Jesus. They, of course, were imperfectly fulfilled by leaders of Israel from that day forward. But in Jesus, they were perfectly fulfilled beyond ways that we could even notice or describe. Yet that's what they are. And they are perfectly fulfilled by Jesus even today, even right now. And that's one of the reasons he has all these names in this section from Isaiah. And Wonderful Counselor is one of them. And we can attribute that name to Jesus. Now, when people think of Jesus as the Wonderful Counselor, a lot of times what they think of is, well, if I learn from Jesus, probably through the Bible or pay attention in the sermons or whatever it is, and take those principles and apply them to my life, then I'm going to be much better. Things are going to work out the way they're supposed to go, and I'm going to be on the path that I'm supposed to be on. Now, at this point, you have probably all learned, I know I have, that is just not the case. That is just not the way that it works. You don't learn the Bible principles, apply them to your life, and then every blessing comes your way. But we know that's just not the case. It's not the way that God acts, and it's not the way that it goes in our lives, particularly at this point in the world. He will lead us in paths that are good for us, but oftentimes those paths are not the ones that we think they are. And I don't mean, if life serves you lemons, make lemonade, none of that kind of stuff. I mean, there's something that Jesus brings right into the center of your life that only he can bring, and that does something that only he can do. The name Wonderful Counselor points to a place within us. And the word that's translated wonderful from the Hebrew in this passage can also be translated as secret. And you can say that Jesus is the secret counselor. He's the one who knows the secret things within our own hearts. The places we do not even see in our own hearts, he sees clearly and plainly and completely. There are places in our hearts and our souls to which only Jesus can bring healing and provision. Only he knows what that's like. Those are the secret places where Jesus does wonders. And the wonders would be the wonders that have to do with getting over our blind spots, getting past the things where we trip over our own selves, getting to the place where we're ready to move into places where we would have been uncomfortable, but now we're ready and we have what it takes to do it. That comes from the Wonderful Counselor, the Secret Counselor. Whatever you are carrying in your heart tonight, at this moment, Jesus is completely and totally familiar with it, knows exactly what it is. Every temptation to sin, everything that could have gone wrong, it all happened to Jesus. And he was completely aware of it as it was going on, and yet didn't fall into it, which is what makes him the secret counselor. And it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, whether it's joy or sorrow, pain or laughter. He knows exactly what you need and how much of it you need in the way that you need it right at this moment. No matter what the reality around you is, God is present in that specific and immediate reality. He's not waiting for you to get it straightened out so that he can come in and speak some blessing. In the middle of absolutely anything, he is present. That's what it means by his other name, Emmanuel, God with us. It's not God watching us and hoping that he can get in there when it's all right, but it's God with us, even right now. Pardon me. Once you let him into those rooms, the rooms you don't even know are there, you're on the way to becoming more and more the one you were actually created to be. And it's not that you're not on that path right now. It's that the more you let him in to the different rooms that you have, the rooms that you don't even know but you become aware of, the more completely you get on that path to becoming who you were actually created to be. And he's the Wonderful Counselor, not only within us but around us. If you are concerned tonight about your family or your neighborhood or St. Francis or our nation or whatever it might be, the Wonderful Secret Counselor is in the middle of that, knows exactly what's going on in the places that are even hidden in that, and brings the exact peace of wisdom for it. He brings it at the time that is right for it to come forward. He brings it in the way that it would work the best. He's all around us with that. He's the one who knows the secrets of those places and can work the wonders in them. Asking him to enter into that, which we do in the Christmas carols and all kinds of prayers, to enter in, have Jesus enter in. When we ask him to do that, that's when the healing takes another step forward. And that is the way to go. Now, what I want to ask you this evening is this. Where are you asking Jesus to be born tonight? What's the secret place? The place within you that you need him to come, or you need him to do something, or you need the question answered, or you need the direction provided, or you just need something and you don't even know what it is. Where are you asking Jesus to come in? He knocks on the doors of those rooms, and he can deal with any secret or any lack of knowledge, any ignorance, any blindness that's in there, and work wonders in those situations. So I want to invite you and encourage you to let him into those rooms even tonight, even this Christmas Eve. Any place you've never let Jesus come into, that tonight you would let him come in there. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have come after us, that you've come looking for us, that you are with us in every reality that we have, no matter what it is, how good or how bad. And we ask that you would open the eyes of our hearts. You would knock on the doors of those hearts so that we can hear it. And then we would let you in to the places we've never invited you into before. All for the glory of your name. Amen.